From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe intervened dramatically Tuesday in the crisis over Catalan's bid for independence. Miller Sega reports.
King Felipe accused Catalan's leaders of threatening the country's stability and urging the state to defend the constitutional order. The 49-year-old king abandoned his previously measured tone over tensions with Catalonia as a standoff dragged the country into its deepest political crisis in decades. He spoke after hundreds of thousands of Catalans rallied in fury at violence by police against voters during a banned referendum on independence for their region on Sunday. Catalan regional leaders held the vote in defiance of the national government, which brands it illegal, as did Felipe, on Tuesday. Millar Sega, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump expressed satisfaction Tuesday with the federal response to Hurricane Maria's devastation of Puerto Rico.
It's been amazing what's been done in a very short period of time.
This is despite criticism that the government was slow to address the crisis. 2 weeks after it was hit by the worst hurricane in 90 years, many of Puerto Rico's 3.4 million residents are still struggling without basic necessities. Trump said the federal response to Maria compared favorably with a real catastrophe like Katrina, the 2005 storm that wiped out a lot of areas in Louisiana and Mississippi and killed more than 1,800. Las Vegas Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says he absolutely believes investigators will find a motive for the worst mass murder in U.S. history. Investigators are currently mystified why 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a man who was financially well off with no criminal record or apparent political or religious ties, opened fire at a country music festival Sunday night. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports a huge surge in the number of refugees fleeing to Zambia to escape growing violence in southeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 3,360 refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo have fled into northern Zambia since August 30th. The UNHCR says increased intra-ethnic violence in the DRC provinces of Okatanga and Tanganyika, as well as fighting between Congolese security forces and militia groups, are driving civilians to cross the border. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic warns insecurity in DRC is likely to lead to further displacement. Mahecic says the UNHCR is working with the Zambian government and Red Cross to distribute hot meals and identify people with special needs. He says psychosocial support is being provided for survivors of sexual and gender-based violence. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three American physicists win the Nobel Prize in Physics for the detection of gravitational waves, first anticipated by Albert Einstein a century ago. Sadia Chowdhury reports.
Albert Einstein didn't think it could be done. The scientist was convinced that we'd never be able to measure gravitational waves, ripples in the fabric of space-time caused when a mass accelerates, and that can be as simple as an ice skater pirouetting or a pair of black holes rotating around each other. But three American scientists did detect them, and their discovery has now won them the Nobel Prize in Physics. Rainer Weiss, Kip Thorne and Barry Barish played leading roles in the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, experiment. In September 2015, the universe's gravitational waves were observed for the first time. All sorts of electromagnetic radiation and particles, cosmic rays and neutrinos have been used to explore the universe. But gravitational waves are direct testimony to disruptions in space-time itself.
That's reporter Sadia Chowdhury. The Philippines' top police commander said he would not prevent officers involved in the country's bloody drug war from seeking church protection and testifying to their alleged abuses, providing that they tell the truth. And former Iraqi president and Iraqi Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani has died in a Berlin hospital at the age of 83. Talabani formerly led one of the largest Kurdish fractions in Iraq before the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that led to the ouster of Saddam Hussein. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.